little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Let's move on to delirium. So we're going to talk about a particular scenario. Well, again, we're going to play with Sheila again, and she's going to be in the role of someone who's been a bit mixed up. But Sheila was in hospital recently, and she's very kindly come in at your request, together with her carer. When I say carer, I mean somebody that lives with her or a relative that lives nearby. So we're going to ask some red flag questions related to Sheila's state of mind and her health at the moment. Sheila, how's your health now?
Well, it's okay. I suppose I'm feeling quite a lot better than when you sent me to hospital, doctor. I mean, I suppose it's taking me a bit of time to get back on my feet, though.
Have you had any fever since you've been back out? Been hot or sweaty, for example?
I don't think so.
No. But what about your waterworks? How are they?
They seem to be back to normal, I think.
And your bowels?
Yeah, they're okay.
What about chest symptoms? Do you have any of that? For example, breathlessness or a cough?
Oh, it's just this COPD. I mean, well, you know what it's like, but it's probably just my normal. Breathing's probably about normal now, yeah.
And you weren't on great form when we sent you into hospital, but since you've come home, have you had any falls at all?
No. I did get a new walking frame for in the house, sort of a wheeler.
Good. You're quite happy to use that then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it does make me more confident to get around the house.
Have you felt disorientated since you've been out at all? Or confused?
No, not really, no.
Can I check? Sometimes some of the medications that we prescribe for you can make you feel a bit disorientated, a bit confused.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a list of medication in front of me here, and most of these, I think, have been changed since you were in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering, do you think any of these can sometimes make you feel a bit not with it?
Well, I couldn't tolerate that codeine. I mean, they gave me some of that because, you know, I was all bruised after that fall I had before I went in, and so, you know, I'm not actually using it because that left me feeling pretty not for six.
Did it help with the pain?
Well, probably. I think I wasn't really sure what was going on when I first got to hospital, probably.
And pain's not too much of an issue at the moment then?
Well, now I've got that wheeler, I can get around a bit better.
Yeah. So maybe it would be safer to minimise your use of painkillers in that case, yeah. Okay. What about drinking alcohol or...?
No, I mean, we don't really keep any alcohol in.
No. Okay. So the provide information there is very specific depending on the nature of the problem and the cause of the admission. And the list of medication that you've got in front of you, but it's always worthwhile exploring, are there any other sources of medications? And don't forget the alcohol side of things when you're looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about safety netting for delirium in that case. Because if it's happened once before, then it's much more likely to happen again.
Mm-hmm. So I think I need to see you again if you are having any more falls or feeling a little bit disorientated or confused. We know that once you've had falls and become confused and had what we call delirium once, it may well happen again, and so we should see you quite urgently if you do start having any more falls. In the next few weeks, hopefully you're going to continue to get better, but if you're not better in a couple of weeks, then maybe we should come out and see you, or you can be brought in again for us to review you. But don't hesitate to call if you start to feel more unwell sooner than that. And if you're too poorly to make it in, we do have a visiting team that can come and see you. If you're poorly and you don't know why, then remember it's always helpful to bring a urine sample if you can.
Okay, so worthwhile, quite commonly we're going to be addressing the job of policing this problem with a relative or with a friend. And checking to find out if they attend on their own, if they've got anyone that looks in on them regularly, and perhaps delegating that role of if there's any concern about your behaviour, then maybe your carer should be getting in touch with us to alert us. Because people that are tending to become a bit delirious may not be the the best guardians of their own health.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.